Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, family. Spring is approaching. Are you ready? It's time to get that beautiful skin this spring with beautiful AF Shea Soufflé. For beautiful skin, it begins with AF Shea Soufflé. Visit your local beauty supply store or health food store today. Explore our many scents such as strawberry mango, cherry, lemongrass, and baby, just to name a few. Our website is open 24 hours for your convenience. AFShaySoufflé.com as well. AFShea.com. That's AFShea.com. Please allow 7 to 10 business days for delivery. We look forward to helping you love the skin you're in daily. Peace and blessings, family. Beautiful skin begins with AF Shea Soufflé. Visit your local beauty supply store or health food store today to explore our many scents such as strawberry mango, cherry, lemongrass, and baby, just to name a few. Our website is open 24 hours at afshaysoufflé.com. That's afshea.com. AFShea.com. Please allow 7 to 10 business days for delivery. We look forward to helping you love the skin you're in daily this spring.
President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen, and your job is to try to corrupt us. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping us covered. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we would give. All the ones that'll be protected are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Woe to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go, and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit, gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual powder. How you expect to go to war and no ammo? You better think about it. Like the nation of Rambos, even the king rider. Gotta disarm us before we unify. Identify each other as brothers and commit genocide. Let's ride, Israelite pride. And the Bible is my 45. Studying the scriptures, getting closer to the Most High. Tell me who wanna bang out with the highest power. Without him, you're dirt cheap, like a drinking happy hour. This goes out to all the non-believers. Y'all a bunch of cowards. Y'all too busy being wicked, letting pork be pit the fire. I wake up confessing, knowing I'm wrong. I don't deserve to live. I am not worthy of him or his skill. So I thank him every day that I wake and see that I live. Ain't nothing fake. I'm in the war. You scared to come out the crib.
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing.
You gotta draw a line, pick a side, strapped in for the bride. Grace means you survived. A lot of Judah ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side, strain worn, born to thrive. Chain torn, tossed aside, drain mourn from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking, or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peeking, the spirit steady leading. Allah is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggling, we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name. Higher, forgive us. Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive, and we still tame. And these pastors, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shame? Or is it so game?
John 14 and 2 through 4. Now heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There flowers, none that doeth good, no, not one. For have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and call not upon thy power of higher?
Peace and blessings, family. You know, we're dealing with a lot of shenanigans this year. We're dealing with a lot of shenanigans with this 23-24 season coming up. Well, the 24 hasn't made it to us yet, but it's coming. And there's so many things taking place, family. So much stuff. It's so the natural disasters, the disasters amongst us, amongst ourselves, amongst our enemy. And family, know that when I come on here on Voice of Black Star, I'm on here for the people. I'm on here for Israel to wake Zion up, to wake us up, to prepare us for the Most High power. Because he's around the corner, family. And we're all playing these games. We're all following these leaders who say they're leaders, but they're leading you straight to a trap. Satan's time is short, family. He's using all his weaponry to make sure that he takes everyone, at least Israel, with him. He already knows he has other people already. The people that the Most High didn't cover or didn't choose. Because remember, Most High said that, you know, we are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood to him, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are purchased people, family. The Most High purchased us. We are his to the end. It's like a parent and a child. You and your child may fight. You may have a disagreement at some point because your children may think at one point in time that they are over you or they know more than you. You know? They get that I'm in control, I know what's up, I know more than you syndrome. But we have had that same situation with our father. We have done him the same way. We have turned around and made it so that we have made it so that we're in charge. That we know more than you, Father. We know, you just sit back and let us rule things. And you see how this has gone. You see where we are now, though. And I'm speaking to Israel right now. This is to Israel. This is to Israel. This is to Zion. He called us by his name. He gave us his name. And we're sitting here ruining it. Okay? Ruining it. Because we choose to live our way. But we're in the last days, family. This is it. And you need to pull it together. Seriously. And I did say you need to, because we are at the end, family. And I need to do my part by getting the message out to the people. To prepare yourselves for what's to come. Because this world is coming to an end. This Babylon is falling. She's falling. Babylon is falling, family. And we need to prepare ourselves. We need to cover ourselves with the Most High. We need to cover ourselves with the Father. Because he said so, and it's happening. And I know we noticing, first was the fires. A few years back, we started off with fires. Remember, California just kept burning and burning. And it just kept getting worse. And then all natural disasters where you have fish just coming up on the sea, just dying. Just coming up on the land, you know, coming to shore, dying. And now, we have other things going on. Now we have earthquakes. And floods and tornadoes. We're having tornadoes. The Most High is going through towns and just wiping up stuff. He's done. He is done, family. We are here. We are at the very end. We're in the revelation of things. He's revealing now. He's revealing what's going to happen. And today we're going to definitely read Revelation chapter 14 so we can get some in-depth understanding as to what the Most High power is doing. Him and his son, the one who he sent to sacrifice for us for this Passover. That is either, when you hear this, could be happening now, because it is April 4th, or next week. to April 11th. So you need to endure a Passover, family, so he can pass over you right now. You need him to pass over you. You need the Most High to pass over you right now, because he's putting down judgment on all these places. You know, we were concerned about one of the places, I think it was in Mississippi, just recently did, with the tornado, took them completely out, and it was all black, an all-black country. Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me, an all-black town. It was an all-black town, but he took it out. Family, I know a lot of things be happening to us, you know, especially with crime-wise, and I will be getting to our lesson. But crime-wise, family, he said we are a chosen people. And we, in crime-wise, he's going to definitely exact punishment on us, the harshest. He's punishing his children. If he's not punishing you, that means he doesn't love you. He doesn't care. So when certain things happen to us in the criminal system or whatever, and some of us tend to act up a little bit and may do thievery and stuff like that, the Most High frowns upon that, especially amongst his people. He definitely don't want us stealing. So, yes, he will exact punishment on you, the harshest. You go to jail. Sometimes you may get shot by the police. You may get thrown in prison for 1,000 years for your first offense for stealing bubble gum. Because the Most High has high, high expectations for his people. And we're in these days where it's going to show. He's going to start separating the wheat from the tares. Are you ready for it, family? Are you mentally ready for this? For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you because ye were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. We were the fewest of all people, family. That shows you how picky the Most High is. If you really want to look at it, he's serious. He's very, very picky. And a lot of us are not going to make it out of this, family. A lot of us are not going to make it, unfortunately. But I pray that we all can come out of here and be successful with the Most High power and get to know our Lord and Savior and come out of our captivity. Our captivity is up, family. It's up. Now it's time for us to change our ways and to awaken to what truly has been the cause. A rebellious nation. We have been a very rebellious nation, and the Most High had exact punishment on us for decades. Centuries, should I say. Centuries he has been putting it down on us. And now this is the final one right here. This is it. And this is going to be the hardest, family. And we need to wake up and prepare ourselves spiritually for the Most High power. Some of us may not make it to the end to see him. Some of us are still probably, you know, we'll have to wait for, you know, the resurrection period. But even then, family, we need to stay focused and stay honored to the Most High. Keep his Sabbaths. Keep his holy days. Even Passover. People, you know, there's back and forth whether or not we should be doing Passover and stuff like that. And these feast days, will you not be in the kingdom? But the Most High told us in the book to keep these days in remembrance of him. Okay? And because it's important. Because it's an important holiday, because it's stating something highly important as to what is to come, family. So death may pass over you. So when you're doing these things, it shouldn't even be a question whether or not you're going to participate with Passover. That means taking all the leaven out of your life. Now, some of you may not be able to, you know, take all the bread and the pastas and all that stuff out of your house. No flour. You're not going to be able to detox your house like that. Some of you, if you are able to, that's great. But the most part, the key is the symbolism of it, the symbolism of taking that leaven out, to taking all that yeast out of your life. That's talking about taking all the evil out of your life, taking all the bad things out of your life, Now, I'm not saying that eating yeast and all that stuff is bad. Not saying that. It's the symbology, family. It's the symbology. Please, just step out of our fleshly minds right now. And it's coming our spiritual thinking. Put our spiritual thinking caps on really tight. Okay? So you don't have to detox your house of these things literally. Spiritually, yes. There may be some things going on in your life that you've been meaning to change, and some things you probably mean to have, you know, to do. You haven't been practicing the Sabbath properly. You know what I'm saying? You've decided to make some changes within yourself. And you also follow the feast, the way the feast says to go. Because you're showing symbolism to the Most High Power that you are cleansing yourself. And you're preparing yourself for Him. You're preparing your body for Him. You're preparing your spiritual flesh for Him. And He's all that matters. And that's where we are right now, family. And it's so important. So Revelation 14 is where we at right now. Revelation 14. And let's read. And it says, "And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads." Now, that doesn't mean that 144,000, you know, of Israel are going to have their fathers, so to speak, you know, Adam and all them. No, it's not going to work like that. They're talking about they have his name, the Lamb's name, the Father name written in their foreheads, meaning they have him spiritually within them. That's all they focus on now. That's their power. "And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth." So these are the ones that can be pulled from the earth, family. "These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among the men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb." Now y'all see what happened? Now you see why these holy days are important? Because they became the first fruits to him. Y'all see how I love the way the Most High speaks, because it's so entertaining. It's so not entertaining, but it makes it so understanding. And it's hard to understand how we are not getting it. We're not getting what is taking place here, the words that are being spoken here. Because it's so important, family. It's so important. We have to understand that the Most High is sending a message down now with all that you see going on, all this weird stuff happening. I know they want to sit there and blame it on harp and give man all the credit. But no. This isn't man. This is the Most High. Man is trying to hide behind the Most High's power and glory and try to say, yeah, it was us. We did it with a harp machine down here, you know, in such and such place. No. We know it's the Most High power handling his business, ruling over this earth. Okay? Let's keep reading. And it says, now, verse 4. So we're reading Revelation 14, and we're going to go back to verse 4 real fast. And it says, "These are they which were not defiled with women," meaning they have not had sex with any woman or anything like that, "for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were the redeemed from among the men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb." Verse 5. "And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God." Meaning they ain't going right here telling lies and blasphemies, being treacherous with their words, defiling people, robbing them. "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. You hear that, family? Everybody gonna get this word. That's why everybody's experiencing what's going on right now. And those that are committing evil, the evil leaders that we're amongst right now, they understanding what's happening right now. They know what's going down. They know this is it. This is the end right here. This is the last of their power. It is almost over for them. Their time is short. So they did everything in their power. They're doing everything in their power to cause chaos and drama, to keep the people afraid. But if you believe in the Most High and what He has written, then you will have no fear. You will understand what is taking place. You will have the mindset of the 144,000. You won't be of them, because that's the first fruit. That's different. But for those of us who tend to follow the law, statutes, and commandments, keeping his holy days in the midst of all of this trouble and chaos, and you're still going for the Most High, you're going to feel it too, family. The Most High is with you as well. Okay? Let's read verse 7. Saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come. And worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. You hear that? They say worship Him. Listen, let me read verse 7 for you again, family. It says, Revelation 14 and verse 7. Saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come. And worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Okay? So pretty much worship Him who created all things, even you and me and the enemy. Okay? Let's go over to Psalms 146. I'm sorry, yeah, 146 and 5. Let's go to Psalms 146 and 5. Because we need to understand what's happening here, family. 146 and verse 5, and it reads, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed. Okay, so for all of us who are being oppressed, judgment is going to come for those who are doing the oppressing. Judgment is coming for them, family. Believe in the Most High. Giveth and for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. All our prisoners who are in there right now unjustly. All our brothers and sisters who've been locked up unjustly. Your justice is coming, family. Most High is your justice. That is what's being said. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. So if you're doing everything He's telling you to do, He's going to love you. He's going to protect you in all these times that things that are happening. He's going to watch over you. And there are some times you may run into some struggles, but that's only to build you up and to test your faith. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked, He turneth upside down. So this wicked is about to get it, family. That's what's happening at this point. The wicked is about to get their daily dose. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Praise Him, family. You better praise Him. Now's the time to start praising Him. Because it's getting real, and it's only going to continue to get real. More and more real out here. Okay? You got to preach the word to all His creation. You got to get the word out to everybody. Everybody got to have the option to redeem themselves. We got to give it to the whole planet. But Zion is us first because we were the chosen. We were the purchased ones. He chose us. So it's up to us to go out and preach the word to the world, to man, woman, and child. Whether they want to hear it or not, that's on them. Whether they take the word in or not, that's on them. You've done your part. And I don't mean go out there and just be hollering and yelling at folks. But when the opportunity presents itself, and it usually do, especially in these times, speaking of the Most High is coming randomly, and it's coming more and more. Not randomly, should I say, but should be, it's coming more and more. More and more talk of the Most High power. Because this world is so ruthless and corrupt that the only the Most High can save it. Only Abba Yah can save it. He's the only one that has the power to turn this wickedness around. That's why he said, believe in him and pray to him. And a lot of people don't want to believe it. They believe that it's in our hands to change everything. But he said it's his power, it's his hand that changes everything. Okay, let's read it. Let's read on. Verse 8. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is falling, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. She had everybody fornicating out here doing all kinds of crazy stuff. She's trying to get the world now. She's trying to get fight in Africa because Africa decided they don't want to do the LGBTQ whatever thing. They don't want to bring that to their country, to their continent. But, of course, Babylon decides that they want to deal with that more. They want to deal with the maybe food issue over there or working with Africans to create better economics. But, no, they over there worrying about who and what they sleep with. Family, that's not normal. That's not normal. There's evilness. There's something not right there. And it's growing deeper and deeper here. You remember Lot and his family being in Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, it was similar almost to Babylon. As to what is happening now, it is corrupt. It is wicked here. And all you can do is ask the Most High to just watch over you. It's all you can do. Let's read. And it says, let's read again. Revelation 14:8. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is falling, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Let's check out Isaiah 21:9, family, real fast. And behold, here cometh a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is falling, all the graven images of her gods he hath broken unto the ground. Babylon is idolatrous, family. Idolatrous. And I know they say a lot of times that it has to deal with this, you know, Babylon has to deal with the Catholic Church and all that too. All this stuff is connected, family. It's one big system. It's not in just one location no more. It's in one big system. It's everywhere. And yes, that one building that housed that, you know, the Catholic priest and all that wickedness and stuff in there, that is definitely falling. That is definitely going down. But so are the ones over here in the U.S. and other countries as well. It's all falling. The whole system is crumbling. Babylon is falling down, falling down, falling down. Babylon is falling down, all the way down. Okay, that's just me being a little silly, trying to add a little light to the program tonight. Because it's important, family. We really, really need to come out of her. Come out of her, my people. That's what he said. He said, come out of her, because he's striking it down hard. And I noticed you noticed it. All the weird things happening and taking place. And we still want to be gullible. There are a lot of us that want to be gullible. You got to come out of it, family. Okay? And let's read Jeremiah 15:8. 51:8. And it says, Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her. Take balm for her pain. If so be she may be healed. If so may, you know, so give her something. If she can be healed. If she can be healed. Can she be healed? We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her and let her go. Oh, let her go, everyone, into his own country, for her judgment reaches unto heaven and is lifted up even to the skies. Did you hear that? And some people are going to be, you know, fleeing from out of her, and they'll be going to their own countries. And this is also mean economically, family, because what is happening and taking place, you know, with Russia and China and all them and some of the African countries, you know, they're working together. They're starting to come together. They're starting, you know, and generating towards their own spaces and creating, you know, an economic within their own structures, so to speak. And America's being left behind. Her dollar is dropping. Her power over the world is starting to fade and wane, wax and wade. Now, we better get real with it. We better get real with our spiritualness. We better get real with our life with Most High power. He's not just something we talk about. He's not just an allegory, because a lot of us treat God as an allegory. And you better stop. You better stop. He exists. They exist. Okay? Also, let's read Revelation 18 real fast. Revelation 18 and 2. Let's see what that says. Revelation 18 and 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and behold, and hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornications with her. And merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Ooh, family, did you hear that? Babylon's falling, family. Babylon is falling. And it's time to sing a new song, family. It's time for us to sing a new song to get right with the Most High power, to prepare ourselves. It's time for us to sing a new song. Verse 9 of Revelation 14. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cups of his indignation. Forgive me. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Family, don't get received. Don't go that route with the most, you know, stick with the Most High, family, in other words. In other words, stick with the Most High. Do not follow after this weirdness that's going down now. Her idolatry with the Easter, so forth, with the Easter Bunny, the fake holidays. Those are what she's talking. That's what the Most High is talking about. Those are the idols. Those are the idols. Those fake holidays, the faux holidays, those are idols. That's idolatry. That's idolatry worship. Okay? That's what the Most High wants you to come out of. He wants you to come out of those things. Going to church on a Sunday. The sun worship. Family, We got to pull it together. We got to pull the sheep from over your eyes. Pull the wool from over your eyes. See. Now is the time to see. Come out of her. The Most High said, come out of her, people. He said, come out of her. We need to come out of her. Verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. So, you know, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all those, David, that's what they're talking about, stuff like that, family. Who die in the Spirit of the Most High power. And I look and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a crown, a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Ooh, the harvest of the earth is ripe. That's what I'm saying, family. We're here. We are here. These signs and things that you're seeing are showing you that we are here. This is what's going down. That sickle is down here, family. That sickle has been opened up. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven. He also have a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud voice, with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Family, death is what's going on. Death. It's war right now. We're in war, family. Babylon is falling, and I know we see the signs. I know you see the signs all around you. You can't be blind no more, family, because you do not want to be in death's grip without the Most High covering you. You want to die in the Most High Christ. You want to die in Yeshua. You want to die in Father Yah. You want to die in the great I Am that I am. In these times, yes, if you have to go now, then go in Christ. Because again, we're here. The great revealing is taking place, and we need to open our eyes to what is taking place. Again, fam, we have no time to waste. We have no time to waste. Seek you, the Most High Power. Seek him. Seek him. Seek him daily. Seek him throughout your life. Honor his feast days. Honor his Sabbaths, his daily Sabbaths. Every Sabbath, you're supposed to worship him. And I know a lot of you may not be able to get that complete day off. And the Most High knows this. But he also knows, too, that if you put forth the effort to make it so to worship him, that you may not have to work that day. You will get that day off. You just have to have faith in it and really want to honor his day, his holy day, his day of rest. Thank you, family, for listening and joining me on Voice of Black Star. I really enjoy coming here, talking to you guys about the Bible and to really speak on the Bible. I don't talk much on this type of stuff. I don't talk much in public about these things. But the Most High do put on my spirit to say things at this time, and he put it upon me to be on the voice of Black Star, to say his word and to put it out there. And I only live by his faith and his spirit to do these things. Again, I'm hosting the podcast. Well, I don't do live, but it's definitely posted every Friday on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And I am Voice of Black Star. You are the voice of the Most High Power. You are his people, his chosen one, his purchased. Have faith in him, family. Stay focused. And hallelujah. Have a blessed evening.